Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
What's up, Star fam? Thanks for tuning in to Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in on Friday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern Time to hear the colors and see the music. That was a little Asian fusion music from a CD called Asian Lounge. That song was 66 Meters. It's an awesome CD. I've had it for quite some time. In fact, I got this CD in Thailand a few days after the tsunami hit. And that's one of the things I love bringing on this show is different music that I've collected from all over the world and bringing it here. So I had that album for a while. I'll be playing it through the rest of the night. And I'm playing it because the theme and person who I have on as a guest tonight, Paula Muran, and she's an enlightened spiritual master, and Paula will be joining me a little later in the show. She is an emissary to Sunat Kumara, a modern-day Bathsheba. She's also an author of a couple books we'll talk about, and you can check out her website, paulamuran.com, and she'll be joining us a little later in the show. And if you have any questions, if we do have time, you could always call 888-815-9756, and if we have time at the end of the show, we'll take some calls and some questions. And moving on to the news, the funnest favorite part of the show, the news. What is going on in your world today, or this week, I should say? And this touched on and talked about last week, and it's something that is still going on and still has no media coverage. Go figure. And this one hits home in my new home state of North Carolina. The headline reads, North Carolina State Nuclear Reactor springs a leak and shuts down. The North Carolina State University said this afternoon it shut down its research reactor after a leak was discovered at the nuclear facility. A small nuclear reactor is leaking about 10 gallons an hour, but poses no public health risks, the university said. Famous last words. Remember they said that. Now, it's interesting enough that North Carolina State said it's not even required to report leaks under 350 gallons per hour, but it chose to do so. Well, thank you so much, North Carolina State, for putting a small bulletin out 5 days after the disaster that there's a leak of 10 gallons an hour. It's crazy that they only have to report it if it's 350 gallons per hour. Wonder who made up that law. Moving on, and this is just something that I saw, I think it was yesterday or the day before, I saw a bumper sticker that read, Obama 2012. And I just had to laugh because you got to be kidding me if anyone thinks, or the people that are thinking to vote for Obama in 2012. As we all know, within the first 2 months of him taking presidency, he elected a bunch of czars, which the food czar is ex-director of Monsanto, and basically broke every promise that he made within the first 2 months. One of them, he swore he would pull all troops out of Afghanistan and end all conflicts and pull all troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan by 2012. Well, we're now in six wars over in the Middle East, and that does not seem to be happening. Also, for the all Obama supporters out there, Obama signs a deal this week, another blow to the U.S. economy and U.S. workers. The Obama administration signed a deal for Mexican truckers to operate inside the United States. The news headlines all sing hallelujah over some soon-to-be-disappearing punitive tariffs Mexico put on 99 U.S. products simply because we wouldn't let Mexican truckers instead of American ones on U.S. highways. So now they passed a law, and what this basically does, it's more outsourcing. So all the Obama supporters out there, they keep outsourcing, and more of our middle-class and lower-class workers are getting thrown out on the streets. And we'll talk about some more job cuts later on. Also, the U.S. government openly admits arming Mexican drug gangs with 30,000 firearms. Go figure that one, too. This was in naturalnews.com, an awesome, awesome website. And this is basically an open report. It's basically widely reported that under the Obama administration, U.S. federal agents actively placed over 30,000 fully functional weapons into the hands of Mexican drug gangs. Now, it just so happens I read another article that one of the top Zeta gang, Mexican gang leaders, was caught this week, and he openly said that he was getting all of his ammunition, weapons, and drug deals through the American government. So two different articles, one from the source itself and one from our government, openly admitting that they're funding Mexican drug gangs. But what will most Americans do? Hearing this, nothing. It goes back to my famous phrase that I've been using a lot on the show lately, which is silence in the face of deception is consent. And that's why a lot of people don't want to hear this information, because what they don't hear and what they don't know, well, they can't give attention to. And I know a lot of people are like, well, don't give negative things attention. Well, you need to be aware of the world around you. So when certain situations arrive or information comes in or things happen in your life, you know how to react accordingly and correct. And that's why we go over and talk about all the news in the world, not just the fun, rainbow, bright news that a lot of the spiritual community wants to talk about and hear about all the time. Not on this show. Going into the Planet X, Nibiru, or Comet Elenin, whatever you want to call it, this article is awesome. I'll be posting it up on Starseed Energy Radio. The title is Comet Elenin, an incoming spacecraft heralding a new age, with a question mark. Well, we've been talking about this for quite some time. And the Comet Elenin is an incoming spacecraft or intelligently controlled object, according to a number of presenters at a recently completed conference hosted online by the popular whistleblower website, Project Camelot. Also an awesome website, so check out Project Camelot. Several presenters agreed that Elenin will approach its closest points near the Sun and Earth at a time of extraordinary planetary and societal changes coinciding with the end of the Mayan calendar. Go figure. A number of anonymous whistleblowers were cited in the report that the view that Elenin was an artificially controlled object responsible for widespread planetary changes in the solar system. Well, we've been talking about this, and there's many, many articles. I have a few up on the website itself that talks about this, they are finding different frequencies, tones, and the rate that this thing is moving. It's not anything we've seen before, as in comet-wise. It is definitely intelligent. It's definitely controlled, just because it's picking up speed and slowing down and sending signals and a whole number of things it's doing. And this probably touches base with another article I'm going to talk about in a minute regarding the whales and dolphins and a huge stargate that opened up last week in Hawaii, which I'll talk about in a minute. But this comet, planet, Nibiru, whatever you want to call it, is coming into our area here and getting very close to the sun and Earth and culminating in 2012, as the Mayan prophecies and pretty much every indigenous tribe on the planet has talked about. So maybe it's time for people to start paying attention. These articles I find in the regular news, you just got to look for them. I look at a lot of news outlets, probably 20 different ones, and you got to look at the correct news outlets and know what you're looking for, because they put out just little blurbs and little things, and once they put out a little paragraph or a story somewhere, you usually don't hear about it again. Also this week, the Shuttle Atlantis lifts off for its final time. It's so sad. Talking about job layoffs, the coming end of the space shuttle era will take away the jobs of 24,000 people in Florida's Atlantic coast. Now, the U.S. ended the shuttle program and will leave thousands of people out of work. It's crazy, because you would think at these times of all this new space recovery and space discoveries and new planets and the new Einstein and all these new things that are coming out the last year, the U.S. shuts down the program. I wonder why. Probably because the U.S. government, which controls NASA, we know they already have reverse-engineered UFOs, reverse-engineered fleets of UFOs with particle weapons, and there's tons of stuff on the internet about that as well. Just Google this stuff we talk about and be your own truth seeker and find this stuff out. Also, U.S. lawmakers vote to kill the Hubble successor telescope, another fresh blow to NASA. And this is also in the newspaper. U.S. House of Representatives Appropriations Subcommittee basically just voted to squash the continuing Hubble telescope. So that funds were just cut. And the person, or one of the persons for the White House, official source of the White House, basically said, "We cannot afford all this space stuff and pay for wars, Israel, and Wall Street bailouts. Something had to be cut, so I cut out the space thingy." And that was an official quote from the White House. "So I cut out the space thingy." That's what they called the Hubble telescope, a space thingy. And they cut that out with the NASA program to pay for the wars and Wall Street, all the banksters. People, wake up. A mental note, things to come. Buying precious metals and coins right now is the way to go in this new age of uncertainty. So start stocking up on silver and gold coins if you can. Also, in the news, world news, 32 inches of snowfall over the driest place on Earth. Check this out. Chile, a cold wave in Chile and also Bolivia hit the Atacama Desert, a region known for being the driest place in the world. Some areas received up to 80 centimeters, 32 inches of snow, leading to closed roads and stuck vehicles. More Earth changes, or as we like to say, a.k.a. 2012 pole shift. Another article, and this one headlines, "World's Oceans in Shocking Decline." Wow. Well, that's not new news to us and our listeners and me, because we've been talking about that between the Gulf oil crisis and Fukushima and all of the disasters that are unreported, the ocean is in dire need of some recovery. And again, this stuff can be stopped as simply as everyone and not everyone, but a majority of people raising their consciousness and awareness and putting some intent into stopping this will do so. That's a fact. It's a law of attraction, and we talk about it all the time here on the show. Talking about the world's oceans in shocking decline, the coral reefs are subject to multiple stresses that could destroy many within a human generation and continue into future generations. The oceans are in worse state than previously suspected, according to an expert panel of scientists. In a new report, they warn that ocean life is at high risk of entering a phase of extinction of marine species unprecedented in human history. They conclude that the issues such as overfishing, pollution, and climate change are acting together in ways that they have not previously been recognized. The impacts, they say, are already affecting humanity. Wow, so it took a panel of scientists and a bunch of professionals and everyone to figure that out. Well, if you just go outside and look around and pay attention to the weather in your home area, I'm sure you've realized that the weather the last few years is not the same weather you recognize when you were growing up as a kid. And at least that's for me and a lot of friends that I know. Also, this article was, I guess I should say kind of shocking, but plutonium from cellophane in all of children's teeth. There is a nuclear reactor in cellophane over in the UK, and they've taken over 3,000 molars since 1999 of young people and teenagers across the country. And during recent dental treatment analysis, they have found that all of them contained plutonium. Now, the plutonium has leaked as far as 140 miles away and still have picked up plutonium. The ones that are closer were double the amount. We're talking children in Scotland and Northern Ireland that have been receiving this plutonium for the last 20 years from this nuclear reactor. Now, we've always talked about, and we will continue to talk about, the different bad things, should we say, that can happen from plutonium in the atmosphere and plutonium into your body, such as cancer, DNA damage, and other things like leukemia and stuff like that. So not good. So check that out. That is really not cool, and we need to send some attention to that and attention to really all these nuclear reactors around the world, because with these coming changes that are coming up, I fear and see a lot more of these coming into play. So we need to put energy, positive energy, into transmuting and putting that radioactive stuff into light and love. It's as easy as that. With love and intent, we can do it. So send some good positive healing to those areas and meditation. Moving on to our U.S. government and cracking down on activists, programs like this, the Alex Joneses of the world. Facebook now helping governments spy on and arrest peaceful activists. Listen to this, StarFam. News reports confirm that governments are now being aided by Facebook to spy on activists who plan peaceful protests. One report reveals that over 300 activists were tracked, detained, and in some cases deported after organizing events on popular social networking sites. So, be aware, if there is no announcement and I'm not here, it could be the government knocking at my door. Also, Google announced Google shuts down millions of websites. Google has shut down 11 million websites that have been blacklisted and banned by Google. A massive block of websites registered for free through the co.cc subdomain have been silenced after the internet giants have determined many of them to be unfit for the web. Wow. Did you hear that? 11 million websites shut down because Google thinks that they are unfit for the web. And that's what's happening week by week. Freedoms all over the world are being shut down. Another article, Yahoo condemned over plans to snoop on emails on behalf of advertisers. Listen to this. Internet giant Yahoo has been Yahoo has been condemned over plans to snoop on emails in a blatant intrusion of privacy. The U.S. company provides an email service for thousands of Britons, including children, who will assume that the system is completely private. Not so. It has emerged with Yahoo and has changed its small print terms and conditions to get permission to view and scan emails. So there you go. Facebook, Google, Yahoo, shutting down websites, facial recognition, tracking people, using Facebook to arrest people, peaceful activists. Yahoo, Google, Facebook, things are happening. Pay attention. Moving on to Monsanto. Monsanto's Roundup linked to deadly diseases and birth defects. Most people have no idea. Well, we've been talking about this for a while. Most people have no idea who even Monsanto was. And to be honest with everybody, about 2 months ago, I didn't even know who Monsanto was until a friend pointed out a photograph that I have with me standing in front of a Monsanto site when I was about 10 years old on my uncle's work site. He was a construction engineer for Monsanto for a long time, building large plants for them. And I'm sure he had no idea what he was doing, but he was helping build chemical plants and whatnot for Monsanto. So it was pointed out to me. Monsanto, not good people. Talking about Monsanto, not only in our news, but in other news we talked about in India, where people in the agricultural government in India actually shut down themselves some of the Monsanto sites. Monsanto, as you know, does genetically modified crops and also seeds, and thinks that their genetically modified food is the answer to feeding all the world public and feeding the third world countries of the world and feeding all the star people. Well, as most people don't know, GM crops are responsible for causing birth defects, endocrine disruption, DNA damage, reproductive and development toxicity, neurotoxicity, and cancer. But yet the government agencies around the world continue to ignore this crucial information and withhold it from the public as they push for its approval or expanded use. Well, again, Monsanto, not cool. What's Monsanto doing around the world? Another headline, Monsanto's Agent Orange being used to clear Amazon forest. We've talked about this at the beginning of the show when I first started 6-7 months ago. The Amazon is the most important rainforest. It is the lungs of the planet. And now Monsanto is using an Agent Orange, which they're spraying from the sky, which has estimated injured or killed over 400,000 people in the Vietnam War. They're now using this chemical to spray it in the Amazon rainforest. What's going on? Brazil, Rio, what's going on? Already 440 acres in the last week alone have been killed by these toxic spraying chemicals from the sky. Basically, they're spraying over patches of forest as a covert method to illegally clear foliage. More difficult to detect than chainsaws and tractors. So now Monsanto is just spraying chemicals so governments and whatever can't stop them, and they could just say, oh, it's weird how this rainforest just died. No, Monsanto, stop spraying your crap from the airplanes. That's what's killing it. Also, talking about organic farms, there's a news article that stuck out from Natural News, and this is Help Save Nick's Organic Farm from Government Takeover. This is about a 31-year-old heritage organic farm in Maryland, right outside of D.C., that's being threatened with a takeover by the county in which it is located. And your help is needed. Google Help Save Nick's Organic Farm. It is the only organic farm that produces organic seeds and is strategically located in a uniquely protected area far away from genetically modified crops and other contaminated factors. Probably why they want to shut it down. So basically what the city did is the county's educational board recently voted to turn this special farm, the only one in the county, the only one in a huge area, into a soccer complex, a soccer field, which there's already hundreds of soccer fields throughout the region, and a soccer field could be put anywhere. This field that grows these genetically made organic seeds and crops cannot be moved because it's been 31 years in the making to get the soil and everything rich to grow these things, and farmers who are listening know what I'm talking about. There's also a new book you should check out called Tomato Land, which exposes the horrors of conventional agriculture, and that book is by Jonathan Benson, and he's the writer on it. So check that out, Tomato Land. It's a book, and it's pretty cool. This article really popped out. This is like straight Terminator stuff. Rise of the Machines, U.S. Army testing real-life Iron Man exoskeleton. You got to check this out and see pictures. Basically, the Human Universal Load Carrier, the HULC, is a wearable exoskeleton that allows soldiers to carry up to 200 pounds for over 12.4 miles on a single battery charge. Now, this thing, if you look at the pictures, it looks like a Terminator exoskeleton. It basically allows a user to run at 7 miles an hour for an extended period and even has a burst mode that takes the run into 10 miles per hour sprint for a short period. It's got like these buttons and things on it. And the suit even supports its own weight. So the 200 pounds, the soldier wearing the suit doesn't even feel an extra load. Basically, the person wearing this can carry out a full range of movements, including deep squats, crawls, and upper body lifting with minimal strain in the muscles and joints. Pretty cool, but now we have super human robots, I guess, that we can throw behind enemy lines and or in front of enemy lines that the government seems to be doing anyways, openly going into Libya, which is totally unconstitutional, President Obama, and that is not cool, and you do not even get support of Congress. But these are the things that you will be seeing more and more of as we go into more wars, is now we have these futuristic things made by Lockheed Martin. What else is new? So Rise of the Machines, be on the lookout for that. Talking a little bit earlier on the Stargate, a Hawaiian Stargate opens up after Black Knight satellite activated. Now, this article that I saw, I actually read about this a little earlier in the week, but then I saw it again and again, so I want to talk about it. The Black Light satellite, that was a satellite, just to give you a history on that, that was picked up in 1954. And if you Google online and check it out, it actually refers to one or two artificial satellites that were discovered on our Earth's orbit by the United States just prior to the age of space exploration. So before we went into space, the U.S. discovered these one or two black knight, quote-unquote, satellites. Now, these new readings coming off these black knight satellites are actually tones or songs that are being matched up to whales. It just so happens that the waters of Maui, where this Stargate opened up, happens to be a greatly significant area because it's the largest breeding ground for North Pacific humpback whales who migrate to this region. Now, why is that so important? Because the whales and dolphins are highly advanced species. They were here long before us. And the whales and dolphins do travel and have traveled from other star systems to this planet. So could it have been a spacecraft opening up in the region for more or taking more whales out of here or bringing more back? Highly possible. There's actually video footage of whales as well. There happened to be a camera person or observatory somewhere 13,000 feet up on one of the islands in Hawaii. You can check out some YouTube footage of this as well. And there's numerous articles on it, so definitely check that out. We've been talking about a lot with these draconian austerity measures. And basically what they did is they took a statue, and it's in commemoration of Ronald Reagan as a austerity measure leader. So basically what they did is they took this giant Reagan statue and put it up in a square over in the UK, basically saying that draconian austerity measures are okay. Now, we all know that draconian austerity measures, which you should look up if you don't know what that is, they're basically designed to punish and impoverish recipients of direct government aid and middle-class public employees for their crimes against the international economy. Basically, what they do is break the middle class and lower caste by raising taxes, cutting pensions, and in Great Britain alone, these austerity measures recently brought out 750,000 people to the streets in London. But now, London gets this brand new giant statue of Ronald Reagan to commemorate this new draconian austerity measures that have been implemented in several countries over in UK, Greece, Ireland, a lot of countries. So all these millionaires and billionaires that basically crashed or trying to crash the entire world economy and governments of the world are now sticking up really cool statues of Reagan and stuff to commemorate these great triumphs that they're doing. So thanks a lot, IMF, and thanks for the cool statue in Reagan in London. I'm sure the people of London, who just marched almost a million people, are really happy too. And just a quick flash of a 7.8 earthquake that shook New Zealand a couple days ago. You didn't hear anything about that, but a huge earthquake did hit New Zealand, so check that out. Remember, StarFam, in a time of universal deceit, which is now, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. True that. And with that, I'm going to take you into track number two from Asia Lounge, and joining me after this will be Paula Moran. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this next track.
Mere nak vich nathni, te tane utte kagri, te mere kanni pa deo dandiyan. Mere nak vich nathni, te tane utte kagri, te mere kanni pa deo dandiyan. हो बुले शाह हसा यार मनाना ते पावे लोग उड़ावण पंडियां
And welcome back. You're tuning and listening to Starseed Energy Radio. And joining me on the show now is Paula Moran, as I talked about a little earlier, enlightened spiritual master and emissary and author and also intuitive. And Paula, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So first, I just want to start off with a little history on Sanat Kumara and what exactly the history of that is.
Okay. You know, I was reading on your website that you work with the Ashtar Command. Is that true?
Well, I represent people that are channels of them and have been on the show and support them, and I don't personally channel or work with the Ashtar Command, but I work with several people that do channel and support them, and I get lots of information from them.
Oh, okay. So, well, Sanat Kumara has been with the planet for about 45 million years. And so we can look at it as though the Sanat Kumara is Earth. And the Ashtar Command and the White Brotherhood were created by Sanat Kumara. So in essence, all of your guides and teachers report to Sanat Kumara. Like, you know, Sanat Kumara sent Krishna to the planet and Buddha to the planet and Jesus to the planet. And so he's been, the energy, it's not a he, but the energy has been with Earth for a long time. And so it set up systems for us to interact with, you know, like the mirror, the reflection, the idea of reflection, that you reflect, people reflect back and forth of what needs to be healed in ourselves, or the law of attraction, that law of what comes around goes around. All of that energy has been set up by Sanat Kumara. And he's got that energy, Sanat Kumara energy, he's got more recorded history in Hinduism and Buddhism than anywhere else. But it's been in almost every religion in one form or the other throughout the millions of years that it's been on the planet. But it is a force field of consciousness. It's not a man or a woman. It's just a force field of consciousness. It's referred to in Egypt as the Eye of God. So we can look at it as though God sends out all this energy, and it takes its form through the eye or the energy of Sanat Kumara. So how the trees got formed and how humans got formed and the mineral kingdom and the plant kingdom was through the energy of Sanat Kumara. So it's a pretty, you know, I call it the CEO, Sanat Kumara, the CEO of Earth, because he's like that energy is like the chief operating officer of Earth.
Gotcha.
And, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's everybody's guides and teachers have to report to Sanat Kumara.
Got you.
But it's all done lovingly. You know, it's all done lovingly. There's no competition.
Sure, of course.
There's no one-upmanship or anything.
So talking in terms of like the 144,000 soul groups or masters, those all pretty much report or work underneath the Sanat Kumara.
Correct.
Got you. Okay, now talking about the Codes of Light and some of the stuff that you personally work on, what is the Codes of Light book about and what does it focus on?
Well, Codes of Light, Sanat Kumara has been with me since I've been a small child. And so I've been with that energy for quite a long period of time in this lifetime. And the data that's in the Codes of Light book is about our belief system and how our belief system controls or limits or expands us. So with that Sanat Kumara energy, at the beginning of the book, I give a brief personal history of how Sanat and I got connected, and then go into a healing system that Sanat gave me, which is also called Body of Light, and then another system, which is called Sovereign Light. And what the codes are that in our cell memory is a code vibration that gets activated to awaken us. And so that's what Codes of Light talks about, is the two healing systems that Sanat gave me and how we can activate our own awakening process. And I work with the energy of Sanat Kumara. I don't really channel in the traditional way. When I work with Sanat Kumara, that energy is always with me. It's pretty integrated in my being. So when people are with me, they feel that Sanat Kumara energy. It's pretty intense. experience for people. And so the book is about sovereign light and the body of light and how our memory, our soul memory, is interwoven in this physical existence, in our physical body.
And you also have a seminars and stuff that you do that is body of light seminars. What exactly is like the body of light seminars?
Well, in 1993, which is when I got the data for the data that's in the book, I was a massage therapist, and one day I was working on a client, and all of a sudden everything shifted, and I was shown the inner workings of the human body, from the patterning in the brain, the in the consciousness, in the unconscious and the subconscious, and it was like a science movie. I was like going through the nervous system and through the arteries, and I was in somebody's pancreas, and I saw their intestinal tract. It was extraordinary. And so I would just anchor on somebody's foot, and they would feel energy draining out of them and into them. And I started working on the patterning, their unconscious patterning in the body. And so that healing system is now called Body of Light. And what I'm able to do is read the unconscious patterns. And actually, I see all the patterning in the body. I could see what's going on in a cell, and I could see disease in a cell, and I could see the unconscious. I could read all of a person's patterning, all the fragmentation in their unconscious, back to their original pattern of why they came onto the planet. And so it's through this, I see a grid around everyone. And what Sanat Kumara showed me was this grid around each human. And if I start altering that grid, then it alters their physical existence. And so Body of Light is that healing system of working on this electromagnetic grid or this field, quantum field that is around everyone. I think that actually this quantum field is in the brain and in the consciousness of the brain, and as I alter memory, it filters into the physical body. It is quite extraordinary, Jonah. It is beyond regular healing. The things that
it
I see
it.
And the ability to alter things, especially memory, which is the hardest thing to alter, is releasing that memory from past lives. Anything that is not resolved comes up for healing, and I see it on this field of consciousness, which I call the electromagnetic grid. And I'm actually teaching it for the very first time. I got the healing system 18 years ago, and
wow.
I'm teaching it for the first time in July, level one, and then level two is in November, and level three is in February. So it's an extraordinary process to learn.
Excellent. So when people go to these seminars, they should basically expect some sort of transformation at the least from realization or going back into helping pass some of these energies through them?
Yes. People do change when they're in this energy of Sanat Kumara, and mostly through the belief system and emotional patterning. So we have devised... I have a healing system called Sovereign Light. And Sovereign Light, it means empowered wisdom. So sovereign means empowered, and light is wisdom, so empowered wisdom. And it's actually a product line. But what Sanat Kumara gave me was that there are six patterns, six top layers of patterns, fear, anger, confusion, denial, resistance, and addiction. And then the three core patterns, which is fear, which is I believe, I am worthy, and I am love. And so everyone is dealing with those nine patterns in their life. And everything else is just, you know, fluff or trying to get to the core of that. So what we work on is really the core of the person, their core essence. And from the core essence of limitation to changing that to the core essence of wholeness. So the consciousness is about... You know, we can see it in our lives. We could see how people are limited. We could see how people suffer. We can see how they can't seem to get beyond their fears or their denials or their resistances. And so if we can find where how their core is set up, then we can shift their core rebuild their core foundation so that they can actually become enlightened in this lifetime, or whatever their goal is. Some people aren't onto the enlightenment piece. They just want to be happy, or they want more success in their life. So we can go in and shift that around for them. Not that I'm going to do it for them, because they need to, we're into self-empowerment. So Sanat Kumara is really into empowering everyone so that you can do it for yourself. And that's what Body of Light is about. I'm going to teach you how to do it for yourself so that you can heal yourself and you could become enlightened if that's your choice, or become happier, or live a more abundant life, whatever your goal is. So that's what Body of Light is. And it is extraordinary. I do a private session of Body of Light. I'd be happy to do one for you if you want one. And
sure.
It is just extraordinary what comes out and what gets cleared and how people's lives change. It's practically immediate. It takes a couple days for everything to totally repattern, and it could take up to 2 weeks for the whole session to really filter through the consciousness, the denseness of the physical body. But afterward, it is magnificent. People are doing, in two or three sessions, people are doing their life mission. It is just amazing.
Oh, wow, that's what's
work.
Up.
Yeah.
It's now the time to do energy work like this, to find out your life's mission, because so many people have such important missions right now during these times that's awesome. So you basically help bring in that energy or anchor in that light, but the person themselves has to be willing and able and ready to make those changes for themselves.
Exactly. It's not about me doing anything for anyone. That's an old paradigm. You know, that's more separation. But what I can help that person do is see that where they're fragmented or separated, and then help them heal that separation. In a private session, you cooperate. You're just not sitting there or laying there and just not doing anything. You're working with me as I see all these things. And I have clients all over the world. I have a client in Norway and Thailand, and they feel the energy over the telephone. It is so profound.
Wow.
So it is quite amazing work. And I have been doing this work on and off through these years, but not as Sanat asked me to really concentrate and do it again. And so now we're teaching it. So it's incredible. And I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, and I still have a few spaces. If anybody wants to come to Phoenix for level one, it's July 29th to the 31st. So if you're in this area, Jonah, you're definitely welcome to come along.
Excellent. And who knows where spirit will guide me. I may be down there to check it out. You never know. And going into 2012, this is a big topic. We talk about it a lot, and you have some mention and talk about it a lot on your site as well. What is your take on 2012 and Ascension? What would you tell listeners to expect, or what's going on?
Well, you know, I just came back from the Yucatan in April. I led a tour. I used to lead spiritual tours around the world to repair and activate the planetary grid, which is very much in line to what Body of Light is, your own personal grids. So when I was in the Yucatan, we were talking. I had a lot of Mayan shamans that came along with me, and so they were a little perplexed about that whole 2012, because they're saying that it isn't life change, it isn't catastrophic, it's just simply another shift in awareness. So the consciousness is ready to shift from separation to wholeness, and so 2012 is the marking of that. What Sanat says is mostly in about 2015 is where we'll see the biggest shift in consciousness. So 2012 is maybe the marker of how these changes are coming into our personal life, but from separation to wholeness. And in the Ascension teachings, it is, I'm not real familiar with how Ascension teachings or what that really means, because it means so many things to different people. So sometimes Ascension means a separation, but, you know, it isn't about a separation. It's about, you know, healing the self, knowing the self, and healing that self. So you can't become more expanded. You can't become more spiritual with a cracked foundation. You can't expand into the higher realms if there's an abundance of fear at your core, because whatever's at your core is the law of attraction. That's what you're going to attract into your life. So there's been a lot of miscommunication about higher consciousness and how to get there. So, you know, clearing the mind is number one. You know, have a very peaceful mind. I fortunately live with a peaceful mind, and so it is about clearing the mind and releasing or letting go of all those fears that bombard people in their daily routine. So the ascension, I think ascension is, or enlightenment, or becoming more in tune with the I am that I am, is about healing the lower self, the first three chakras, which are 1, 2, and 3. That's the lower self of the consciousness in the body. And as we heal those first three chakras, then we can expand to greater and greater realms of expansion in spirituality. We can't become enlightened when fear's knocking on our door. That's not how enlightenment works. You know, so it's healing that the lower self to get to a higher awareness.
And there's definitely a lot of confusion, I know, from people that are recently awakened, like myself and others, about ascension, because there's so many different takes on it. And like you said, everyone's truths are different, and ascension is different for everybody. So it's more of a it's not about fear. That's what I try to relay the message all the time. These are exciting times. This is why we're here. We came here for these changes, to experience this, and it's really a celebration of the changes and the shift of consciousness, not just for us, but also for Mother Earth. And that's the point I try to bring, is these changes that are, a lot of people are fearful of. It's more proof of the good news that things are actually changing for the better, the planet, and better for humanity.
Right, and what people are going to see is that they're in control of everything, that there's nothing outside of them. That's what really we teach. And if you go up to my website, I have on my homepage, I say the power of you, because there's nothing more powerful than relying on you without fear and doubt. Because, you know, if things really really change on our planet, or, you know, really are different from the 3D that we know today, you're not going to have your psychics nearby. You won't be able to use your pendulum or your dowsing rods. You're going to have to really rely on you. And if there's a lot of external fear, you don't want to buy into that fear. You want to be calm and centered and know exactly what to do next for yourself. So your most powerful ally is you, that inner you, that's your true self. And getting connected to that true self is the most important thing in your life. Everything else is fluff, really. I mean, you know, I have a product line that's made with crystals. Crystals are fine, but if we start giving our power away to crystals, then that creates separation, you know. Crystal, there's nothing more powerful than you, Jonah, in your life. Nothing. There's no crystal more powerful than you. There's no necklace to wear, there's no dowsing rod, there's nothing more powerful than you in your life. But you could choose to give that power away to a crystal, but that creates separation. I'm not saying that crystals are bad, but they're not more powerful than you. And that's where the awareness and the consciousness is going, is to stop giving our power away. I mean, humans give their power away to everything. You know, the doctor says you need a test, and you go, okay. Yep. You don't even ask.
Yeah, you know? And I've seen that, and I've noticed that a lot, unfortunately, in the spiritual community, where people attend different workshops and stuff, and people sort of, you know, just give their power away to people because they're a higher spiritual level than them or something, and that cannot always be good, because people use other people's energies for their own internal stuff. So absolutely, and everyone's a leader, and I've always said that, and always tell my friends that, and everyone is, we're all leaders, there's no one different, we're all the same, and these are exciting times. And with that, Paula, give out your website one more time, and any future workshops you have coming up.
Yes, it's Paula Moran, Paula Moran, Moran.com. And I have Body of Light in 3 weeks. I'm very excited, July 29th, 30th, and 31st in Phoenix, Arizona. And it and then there's level two, but you have to start with level one, and then you progress to level two and level three. And if you can't make it this year, I'm teaching it again in 2012 in April here in Phoenix, but I'll be in London in March teaching the first three weekends and the first three levels in March of 2012 in London. So if anyone is Excellent. Across the Atlantic and wants to come to London, it's going to be a consecutive, which is going to be like an intensive, because in the Sanat Kumara energy is intense for three weekends in a row. So it'll be really nice. And so, and then I'm teaching in Flagstaff, to just shift the energy a little. I'm doing, a class called, off the mat yoga, which is a posture of emotional healing. And, you know, most people don't know this about yoga, but yoga was an originally exercise program. It was meditation and clearing the mind and healing the fears and the denials and the confusions. And so I'm bringing that awareness to the Flagstaff Yoga Festival, August 7th at 3:30. I'm teaching a class. So if anyone out there is in the area, I welcome you to come to that yoga festival and really and sit in this energy. It's just profound.
Oh, that sounds really cool. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show, and I will speak to you soon. And for the rest of the listeners, we'll play one more track from Asia Lounge, and we'll be right back after this next track. Welcome back. You're tuned in to listen to Starseed Energy Radio. That was an awesome interview with Paula Moran. And again, thank you so much for coming on. And that was Inshallah from the CD Asia Lounge. An awesome CD. I love the CD. That was Solar Moon's Camel Filter Dub Mix. And that's on the CD. Joining me next week is going to be an awesome show. We have Amy from the StarChildProject.com. She's going to talk about the 900-year-old bone skull found in Mexico in the 1930s that does not originate from this planet. And joining me also on the show will be Mike and someone else from the Morgellons Research Group. And we're going to talk about the nanofibers from chemtrails and also how they possibly could correspond with the nanofibers found in the Star Child skull. So we're going to try to connect some big dots next week. Also on the 22nd, I have Mario, the guardian of Pancho, coming on this show. Pancho is the new generation crystal skull. I just spent time a couple weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, with Mario and Monty and Pancho in NYC. And Mario and Pancho will be coming down to Asheville July 29th, 30th, and 31st. And we'll be doing a seminar and workshop at the Light Center here in Black Mountain, right outside of Asheville, North Carolina. That is July 30th, so that's in a couple weeks. So check that out if you are listening in the area. Coming on the show on the 29th is Michael Elijan from PrepareForTheLandings.com. Michael channels Ashtar Command, Archangel Michael, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, and many other key members of the Cosmic Team. So check that out on July 29th. And on August 5th, we have Monty. He's the keeper of the Crystal Pod coming on the show, thecrystalpod.com. And the Crystal Pod is basically 1,500 pounds of cathedral crystals clustered together. The pod basically comes out every several thousand years with lots of information for humanity during these times. So check that out. And if you're in the area of September or October, we're going to try to get the Crystal Pod to the Asheville area. And coming on the show on August 12th is Rick Olaf from WeTheWorld.org and also the We campaign, www.we.net. And he will be coming on the show. We the World is basically an awesome, awesome collaboration of all different types of people and organizations. Their mission is basically to maximize social change on a global scale. Very close to ours and mine and everyone else who listens to the show, raise humanity's consciousness during the shift. That is our mission. Stick to it. Help awaken all starseeds worldwide. So Rick will be joining me on the show. And with that being said, Star Fan, the time is now. So start talking to people one by one. We will awaken. And I will end the show with a little more of Asia Lounge with a song called Electric Saigon. See you next week, Star Fan.
Mời các bạn đến với sự nghe nhạc âm nhạc. Xin chào các bạn. Mời các bạn đến với sự nghe nhạc âm nhạc. Xin chào các bạn. Yeah.